It's 7:39 now on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Monday, and it's time to get an update on the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training. And it's sponsored this morning by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. And for our spring training update on the Pirates this morning, we get to talk to John Wehner for the first time this season. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. It's so good to have you with us here on a Monday. And here we are moving into the final 2 weeks of spring training. What's the vibe? How are things going in Pirate City?
Pretty good. It's been a pretty good spring. Watching these guys, the offense has been very impressive. I think as of yesterday, they were leading all of baseball in home runs, and I don't know if we all expected that.
Right.
The guys are hitting the ball at the ballpark with regularity, and yesterday it was O'Neill Cruz. He started the game with a very long homer, and that was followed up the very next batter by Brian Reynolds. And then O'Neill Cruz hits another homer in the second inning. And so both his homers probably would have ended up in the river at PNC Park. They were crushed.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so that's been encouraging. There's a possibility. We can see 20 home runs from every position, and we haven't had that kind of power in some time. And so, yeah, that's been very encouraging.
Yeah, that kind of makes you reflect back on the lumber company days, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
And John, we've had a chance to talk with Greg and then with Bob and get their overall viewpoints of this team that the Pirates have getting ready for the season, and just talking about their overall impressions of what this team is capable of. Would you like to pass on your thoughts on that?
Well, again, the offense, again, is encouraging. It's probably the most legitimate lineup that we've had since Derek Shelton has been here. I guess a lot of question marks are the pitching, the rotation. We brought in two lefties, and Martin Perez and Marco Gonzalez, and obviously Mitch Keller got signed to that long deal. And so, the question is who gets those other two spots in the rotation. The bullpen looks like a strength. There's a ton of young pitching here. Some of those guys will start out in the minor leagues and at least AAA, but of course we got to see Paul Skeens, the number one overall pick. I think we'll see him at some point this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Jones, who spent half the year in AAA last year, he pitched yesterday, has a big arm. We've seen him touch 100. He has good breaking stuff. Quinn Priester pitched yesterday, went three strong innings, and faltered a little bit in the fourth. We saw Rowanzi Contreras. He's looked better this year than last, Luis Ortiz. So, the rotation is going to be the big question mark as to who is going to fill those last couple of spots. And I think if this team can pitch and do a good enough job, this team could have a shot at getting to the postseason for the first time in a while. So we always talk about pitching as maybe the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the offense will help take some pressure off that pitching, but if the pitching can hold its own, especially the first half, I think we have so many guys and so much more depth that's going to be beating on the door at the big league level. I see a strong second half because of that pitching. Health always is a big issue too. If this team stays healthy, we could see a playoff run.
Right. Health was the big gotcha last year for the Buccos, unfortunately. John, as I mentioned, it's the final 2 weeks of spring training games for the Pirates, starting today with a game against the Red Sox. And what do the Pirates need to do here in these next 2 weeks as they get ready to start the season on the 28th?
Continue to get reps, especially for a guy like O'Neill Cruz. I think, missing a full year, you got to get him more at bats. You solidify that lineup, figure out who's going to be your starters. There's a couple question marks as far as who's going to play second base, who's going to play in right field. pitching wise, of course, there'll be a spot or two in the bullpen, a couple spots in the rotation. It's to the point now where these guys have been here long enough to where they're chomping at the bit to get the season started. And I still think they have to cut like 30 guys. I think there's still 55 guys in camp. So
yeah,
you got to pare down the roster a little bit, figure out who you're taking south. I don't know if I've ever said that. We got to head south after spring training down to Miami, which normally we're heading north. But I think once you figure out who's going to make the club and who's going to be playing regularly and who the rotation is, then you get on to Miami and hopefully get off to a good start. But there's still quite a few battles, to be resolved as far as a couple positions and a couple spots. And and there's a lot of talent. I've said this on the air a couple of times. This is probably the first time in a while that there will be guys going down to AAA that probably deserve to make the big league team, and that's a good thing. Yeah, to have that depth and to have major league caliber players that probably should get an opportunity to play at the big league level are going to be down in AAA, so you'll have that depth and that insurance if in case there are any injuries.
Well, on that positive update, and we appreciate that, John, we're gonna call it quits for this morning. But we look forward to getting updates on Wednesday and Friday mornings. We'll see the progress the Buccos continue to make, getting ready for the 2024 season. Thank you so much for that update this morning, John.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. John Wehner with that Pittsburgh Pirates spring training update, sponsored this morning by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop.
When you have a breakdown or an accident that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.